Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the latest in our series, The Life of a Song. This week, David Honigman has written about Stairway to Heaven. I'm David Cheel. In the only memorable moment of the 1992 comedy film Wayne's World, the slacker played by Mike Myers visits a guitar shop. He starts to pick out the first four notes of a familiar acoustic arpeggio. The shop owner cuts him off abruptly and points to a sign that reads, "No Stairway to Heaven." The song became a favourite among budding bedroom guitarists. It was the highlight of Led Zeppelin's untitled fourth album, and arguably the highlight of their entire career. Singer Robert Plant and guitarist Jimmy Page reportedly knocked together the outline of the song at a cottage in Wales in 1970. They finished it off with their bandmates at the Hampshire Manor House that was their base for the album. Stairway to Heaven combines Led Zeppelin's signature themes. It starts with the folksy mysticism with which they had started to experiment on their previous album. The lyrics of Stairway are often taken to be hippie Gnosticism. However, Robert Plant has said that the opening verse was about a woman getting everything she wanted all the time, without giving back any thought or consideration. For the first 4 minutes of the song, Plant's voice wraps around Jimmy Page's acoustic guitar and John Paul Jones's recorder. Then, John Bonham's drums reinforce the beat. The tension builds. The tempo subtly accelerates. A couple of minutes later, Page leans hard into an electric guitar solo, and Bonham's drumming suddenly explodes. This is no accident. Bonham was happy with the track he originally laid down. However, Page deployed the right mixture of passive aggression to goad him into another take, on which he audibly sizzles with anger. Stairway to Heaven was never a single. It was too long, impossible to edit, and in any case, the band wanted people to buy the whole album. But it became Led Zeppelin's calling card, and they regularly performed it in concert. During these performances, Plant would inquire rhetorically mid-verse, "Does anybody remember laughter?" But Stairway has had a contested afterlife. Led Zeppelin was zealously protective of their copyrights, meaning that Mike Myers could only play the riff in the cinema version of Wayne's World. The television and home video releases of the film had to do without it. But this year, Zeppelin were hit with a lawsuit of their own by the estate of Randy California, the guitarist with the band Spirit. They claimed that the opening bore a similarity to his melody for Spirit's song, Taurus. In June this year, after a colourful trial in which Jimmy Page was quizzed as to whether the Mary Poppins song Chim Chim Cheree might have influenced Stairway, a jury in California rejected the claim. Plant refused to perform the song for years, after the dissolution of the band in 1980. However, he was pressed into playing it for Live Aid in 1985. He was joined by Zeppelin colleagues Page and Jones, and was backed by the drummers of Genesis and Chic. Plant also played the song for the Led Zeppelin reunion in 2007 that marked the death of their record company boss Ahmet Ertegun. Both renditions were ramshackle, and unlike other Led Zeppelin warhorses, It is not part of the current set of plants banned, the sensational Soul Shifters. But others have attempted to cover Stairway to Heaven. Frank Zappa and the Mothers went heavy on the prog rock. It might have been a joke, it might not. Parody band Dred Zeppelin's version of the song sounds like Elvis Presley fronting the Wailers.
Yes, lay, did I sure? All that glitters is gold.
When she's buying a stairway to heaven.
One shall get, there shall knows, if the stars are closed.
With a word she can.
Among the best covers is Dolly Parton's, which starts with Appalachian-style guitar and Parton humming the part that's played by a recorder on Led Zeppelin's original. It works up into a full-scale hoedown, amid which she sneakily interpolates a couple of extra verses. The amiable Mexican acoustic buskers gone large, Rodrigo y Gabriela, remove the words altogether in their decidedly Hispanic-flavoured rendition of Stairway to Heaven. In 2012, all three surviving members of Led Zeppelin reunited to be honoured for an evening at the Kennedy Center in Washington, with Barack Obama in attendance. Clad in white tie, Page, Plant and Jones saw Ann and Nancy Wilson of the band Heart perform Stairway. They were accompanied by Bonham's son Jason on drums and by a gospel choir in bowler hats. Page nodded appreciatively to his former comrades. Plant's eyes filled with tears.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.